content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good afternoon to all of you. It is 12 noon where we are. And this Wednesday, it's hump day for most of you, the day before the 4th of July. By the way, we will be off tomorrow. The Power Mall will be closed as well while we celebrate what freedom we have left and shoot off fireworks. And, you know, you know, you need to be buying from the Power Mall. The money you were going to spend on Roman candles and all the other garbage, you know, if you cut back on that and spend a little more money with the Power Mall, we would, or our partners on the Power Hour, we'd be in a lot safer territory at this point. Raymond D'Amico, welcome back to the show, sir.
Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. We just were coming on because Silver Botanicals deodorant, the spray roll-on and the refills are now back in stock here at the Power Mall, which is one of the reasons why we wanted to have you back on the show, because, see, some people may have forgotten about you in the interim. And now that this is all back, you had your partner, Dean DeWolf, is an organic chemist, manufacturer, and formulator. You're an IT professional, digital artist, and health enthusiast. And so the two of you got together and you started putting this stuff out on the market. People that may not be aware of your situation or need a little reminder, could you evaluate and let us know, extrapolate a little bit, how you got started? Where'd you come up with this?
Sure thing. Yeah, we're actually, we're going on, I believe this is our 13th year, going on to our 14th year. And so we've been in business a good while now, and we're actually, you know, when you start things out, you never know how things are going to go. So we're really pleased about that. And we've continued to improve the products. And we're at a point here where it seems like we have a decent set of things that really have helped people. And so we're really happy about that. You know, we started out pretty much just doing some kitchen chemistry sort of formulations. Of course, it's more than that. With Dean being a chemist, he knew what to do, basically. And now we're at the point where we've got a lab, we've got, you know, a decent office suite, you know, and we've got a warehouse, and we've really, you know, moved along from where we started. And so I'm really pleased about that.
Well, I mean, you began selling all this stuff at local farmers markets in Central Texas, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing, yeah. But you know, and if something has got a calling, you know, and it actually is meeting people's needs and desires, then it, you know, it's got staying power. And so it seems like we're hopefully hitting that mark and working towards that, you know, ever more. That's our philosophy. We want to try and continually improve what our offerings are. So yeah,
right. Yeah. Have you, do you remember way back when you first came in contact with Joyce Riley?
I do. I sent her a letter with some products in the mail, and I had no idea that she would call us back or be interested whatsoever, but she did. And it was a real treat to hear her call us on the phone, I got to tell you.
But then you actually were on the show with her talking about these
products, right? All that came to me too, yeah.
See, that's one of the things we love about Joyce is that she's, you know, been out there. She was at the forefront of this, and she was trying to find all natural junk. I say junk. I'm thinking about the junk that is in all this other crap they sell out there that has aluminum and everything else in it. This is devoid of that.
Right.
So what's in the stuff that makes it so good?
Well, so most of the chemicals, you know, with formulation, you know, for personal care products, they're petrochemicals. They're cheap byproducts from the from the petrochemical industry. So this looks like petrochemical feedstock. We're talking about petroleum stuff. You know, so they mine this stuff. They get the oil product from the ground, and then it turns into a variety of things. It isn't just turned into fuel and other stuff. It's like all the different byproducts. They're all used in some form or another. And so it's a very good sort of basis to create a lot of chemistry from. And so basically, yeah, this is what a lot of the products are that are on the shelf. They're byproducts of stuff. And it's not as though they're acutely toxic things, but they surely are in the long-term sense. I just saw an article recently about Listerine that was basically saying it causes cancer. So just like, okay, jury's no longer out. It causes cancer. They just went on to blame the alcohol in the product, though, and I read the article. But really, you read what's in Listerine. It's just a bunch of – it's all synthetic. So it's like they would just pinpoint this one thing, and it's like, no, it's the whole thing. And so there's like a holistic sense to putting a product together, you know, that looks like, well, the base, the most – all the inactive ingredients, as they call them, but they're not. They're all things that somehow are affecting you. And so we formulate things with natural sources that end up looking like food-grade stuff. And they pretty much are things that are known to be safe, and they're not acutely toxic. They're not mildly toxic. They're things that are just pretty safe, natural things, and then we formulate based off of that whole set of ingredients. And then you can arrive at some very really effective, really great formulas. And so that's what we've endeavored to do and have been pretty successful, I'd say.
Yep, it has been. I use it. A lot of people use the spray. A lot of people use the roll-on. And we also, those come in 2-ounce sizes, by the way. And the Silver Shield deodorant has a 4-ounce refill. And you can put that back in the spray bottle. You can put it back in the roll-on. Some people prefer to use roll-on because it applies it more evenly than a spray. Sometimes gets a little loose and, you know, gets out of the socket. The thing that always gets me is when you take the stick off, and I'm sure you've analyzed this before. I've always been curious, Ray, as to what is in the stick deodorants that makes it hard. You know, because, I mean, they show you all these ones that feel like, and they claim that they're powder soft, but then you get these stick deodorants, like men's deodorants, that have what looks like a gel or what looks like, it's white in color. I'm sure you've studied this stuff when you were trying to formulate your product and looking at what's here, because I'm hearing all sorts of horror stories about the aluminum, but there's other toxic ingredients that people have been looking at that actually make up the hardness within that stick that give it the white color. Have you analyzed what's in that stuff?
The sticks and stuff, they're generally like salts. They're kind of getting, and this is where it gets questionable. It's like, you know, you can have lots of different stuff that ends up looking like, you know, depending on what moisture levels in it, you can get things to solidify. So they're striking some sort of balance between the moisture and the salts, and they're getting a solidified thing. But there's fixative. There's things that look like, glue type stuff, gummy type things. And, you can basically end up with a stick, or it could just easily be a liquid, like in the form of the gels. And so it seems like a lot of, like the gels in particular, those ones are, I would say those were probably worse because they use propylene glycol, which is a glycerin-like compound, and that has an ability to penetrate the skin. It has the ability to defeat what's called the skin barrier function. Some of the stick types, though, I would tend to believe that effect is less, but again, you're putting on the heavy metal that is the aluminum and in the form of the aluminum salts, and all this stuff has the potential to basically get in your system just by sitting on the surface of the skin. So your skin isn't super absorbent. You know, there's certain function. There's things that keep things from just absorbing in your skin. But with this chemistry that they have gone down the route of, they're kind of defeating a lot of those natural protections, and so you end up in a situation that could be very hazardous in the long run. So again, it's not acutely toxic. It isn't like, oh, I'm poisoned, you know, after one use. It looks like maybe years of using it, months of using it, so on, and then these problems develop. And so our answer to that is we use natural gums, for instance, to create the consistency. We use guar gum, xanthan gum. So guar gum is bean gum, basically. It's almost like the gelatin from beans. And then xanthan gum is produced by bacteria. So bacteria basically create like a highway system that they can move around in. And it's these gums, xanthan gums. And those are actually very good for creating an ether to meet the bacteria of the underarm and actually introduce the active ingredients. So it's a good method there, really, just in terms of using nature in order to affect nature, so to speak. And so that's what we use for those gums. Then we use the sorts of salts we use is things like baking soda and washing soda, which is sodium carbonate and sodium bicarbonate. And these are all these are all materials that the body is completely familiar with. It's like the pH system of the planet, basically. pH buffering of the planets, like carbonate, bicarbonate kind of balance. And so we've got those to set the pH of it. And then it's just water and colloidal silver at that point, plus the essential oil. So the essential oils is a giant area of chemistry that is plant essences. Plant extracts from steam distillation is what we choose chiefly. And so with that whole mixture of stuff, we really do get an effective product, but it's still all natural, and it's not harming anyone in some kind of way that looks like the conventional stuff, you know? So, yeah, we're trying to use the best what nature has to offer to deal with the natural issue in the first place, which is just underarm odor, you know.
Okay. See, there's another thing too that people you need to understand. If you're going to go to the Power Mall, which we help you do, and order it because it's back in stock, you have to understand this is Silver Botanicals deodorant. All right. There's a big difference. If you were looking for an antiperspirant, you know, this may lead one to believe that these other manufacturers out there are putting stuff because they claim that it's an antiperspirant that's going to keep you from sweating. There's a big difference between just being a deodorant and being a deodorant and antiperspirant, and a lot of it has to do with the chemicals that are in it. There is a difference here because Silver Botanicals is only a deodorant. Sweating is a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the role of the aluminum, by the way. The aluminum creates basically these plugs in the pores because aluminum salts, they basically sequester moisture, and they basically create mucus plugs in all of your pores. And that's what the aluminum's used for. And it does indeed stop sweating. It can shrink skin. It does a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it's not like, without its uses but it has consequences. And so you end up, after using any perspirant for years or months, you end up in this situation where the sweat ducts themselves become retarded. They basically become deformed and they don't function properly any longer. And then this leads to other issues, which can amount to even lymph node problems under the arms, because underneath your underarms you have one of the biggest networks of lymph nodes in the whole body, and this is where you're applying these deodorants and or antiperspirants, and there's consequences to that being so close to that, because that's one of the elimination systems of the body is the lymph network. And sweat is something a part of this as well, albeit not fully understood, I would say. And, you begin clogging up the sweat ducts, and there's consequences to that. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not the way you were designed. That's not really, you know, it's bad news. So, no, we don't produce an antiperspirant. And if we were, I don't even know of a good way to do it exactly. Let's say that we're natural and wouldn't cause problems.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is that this contains nano silver in it, which people need to understand that this is the good stuff, not the junk that you'd be going to the store and buying that's made by Procter and Gamble and others of the corporate world. This also has aloe vera juice and grapefruit seed extract. What benefits does the user get from that?
So that's some more of the stuff that addresses the So the aloe vera juice is there for some consistency, and also it helps soothe the skin. Then the grapefruit seed extract is there, and it's something that also helps address bacterial sort of proliferation and such. So it's something there that basically helps with the odor from that standpoint. But it's also a part of the formulation to make sure we get the consistency that you know, works well for the product and applying it to the underarm. So part of the way the deodorant works well is that it stays on the surface of the skin long enough to do its job. It can be washed right off with water, of course, but it isn't necessarily washed away with sweat. So this is, I guess, some of the finer points of how it works, and that is that the active ingredients, the colloidal silver, the pH, the essential oils, these things, if they just disappear from the skin and they washed away, they wouldn't do its job as a deodorant. So striking that right balance of it staying on the skin but not irritating, and also being able to be washed away and also not absorbing things into the skin or blocking the sweat pores, it's kind of a delicate balance of things. And it took us a long time to arrive at a formula that seems to hit the mark. And so we've got three formulations. One of them is the original formulation, which is definitely the strongest, works the best, definitely if you're going to be sweating a lot or doing work or exercise or something. And then we have the sensitive skin version, which is the blue and pink bottles. And those ones are the most they're the most advanced formula in terms of skin compatibility, I'd say. And so that's kind of what that looks like.
Right. And then so now the thing is, folks, that just because it says it's a deodorant does not mean it doesn't have any antiperspirant qualities to it. It does have some. Would that be a fair statement?
Okay, yes. And there's an interesting kind of there's an interesting thing there, because when I started using our deodorant, it changed something about the way my underarms work, to the point where I just don't sweat as much anymore. And it's hard to know what happened or how that came to be. But one thing I know is that with the aluminum stuff is that people would get into weird sort of situations where when they stopped using the aluminum deodorant for a period of time and they switched over to a natural deodorant, their arms would detoxify themselves, and a lot of funky, weird stuff would come out of their underarms. It was almost as if all that backed up stuff was being flushed, and they would end up in these situations that looked like detoxification, I guess you could say. And so when you use a natural deodorant like ours, and I'm sure this is probably the case with others, your underarms begin to change the way they act, and there's this whole thing of sweating profusely and dripping underarms. It doesn't really happen. I mean, this has been my experience, and this is the experience I've heard from others as well in general. So you might be surprised to realize that this whole thing of an antiperspirant is not, it's kind of a, it's not even a necessary thing. So once your body regulates itself, you don't really have terribly sweaty underarms. So I would say that about it.
Okay, and now, folks, you have to understand that the bottles that come in are BPA-free. That's something that's important, I'm sure. If you don't understand BPA, Ray understands that. You want to explain it to our listeners?
Yeah, so with different plastics, you end up with these plasticizers, these things that actually make the bottle, gives it its characteristic springy, rubbery, plastic, kind of tensile strength thing. And there's a whole bunch of plasticizers for a good long while that were used that were really obnoxious and toxic. And bisphenol A and the bisphenols, they're one of them for sure. And so they nowadays, most plastic bottle producers have different formulas that are not using these notorious ones from the past. See, in general, you could say probably most plastic packaging today is bisphenol A free. It's not to say that all plastics are free of some kind of leachable components, but generally, you know, especially with the PET bottles and such, which are used in water bottles and other such things, they've had more scrutiny than others. And so we get our plastic bottles from a supplier that is high quality, is not having any of these notorious chemicals in it, and is trying to hopefully aim higher than that. And, you know, so it's a certain quality level of plastic, you could say. And, yes, we definitely are interested to get the good packaging.
Sure. Well, and I just want to point out to all of our Power Mall and Power Hour listeners, Power Mall shoppers, that we only at the Power Mall carry the regular formula. And so that's one of the things I want to focus on here. When you call up, we do not carry the sensitive skin or the ones that have the fragrances in them. Most of our users love the regular formula. And I do. That's all I use. So the thing is that even under high stress and physical exertion, you don't have to worry about odor, which is one of the reasons why I like to use it. The thing is, too, is you don't have to use a lot of it. I have found, seriously, one swipe under the arm, if you're using a roll-on, one swipe is all you need. You don't need to sit there, and a lot of people think you got to roll and roll and roll. Did I get it covered good enough? No, you don't have to do that. And I'm serious, just one swipe up the arm, and it seems like this stuff penetrates and covers the entire armpit so that you're not having to deal with having to what you see, you know, people rolling this stuff on over and over again like you have to do with other products.
Yeah, I find that it lasts for multiple days if I don't take a shower. Like, you know, in terms of its effectiveness, it can last up to 2-3 days. Not so much with one swipe, but if I apply like what feels like a liberal amount, it can last several days in terms of keeping me odor free. And that's it's just one of those things. It's like, that's interesting. So once you just, you know, adjust these conditions on the underarm, it basically, you know, you don't have these giant blooms of bacteria producing all these odors. And it's definitely very effective.
Yep, we know that. So anyway, if you go to the shopping cart, and if you want to, you can just, you know, when you go online to the powermall.com, you can go to the upper left-hand corner under the logo, click on the manufacturer tab. It opens up a pull-down menu, and you will see Silver Botanicals all the way down under S. And it'll automatically take you to the three products that we have, which is the 4-ounce Silver Shield deodorant refill, the 4 fluid ounce. Now, this is the refill. It comes in a bottle. It's very well wrapped before it gets shipped out to you. So you'll notice it all enclosed in bubble wrap. We have the Silver Shield deodorant roll-on and the 2 fluid ounce size, which you can actually, and I've done this before, and I've used the roll-on over and over, is you can unscrew the cap, fill it up with half the bottle of the deodorant refill, and you're good to go again. And you still have some left over. If you have the Silver Shield spray, because a lot of people like that spray, it's also 2 fluid ounce. You can take the balance of what's in the refill, pour it in the spray bottle, and now you've got full 2 fluid ounce of each one of these for the price of one in a deodorant refill, and you can keep reusing the Silver Shield deodorant spray. And there's one thing I like about that. Ray, you don't, this thing, a lot of these deodorant sprays, like, hair products and whatnot, that, you know, hairsprays and whatnot, the tips have a tendency to gum up. This deodorant spray bottle doesn't seem to do that.
Yeah, we got a special sprayer for that with an orifice size that works for the consistency of the formula. And so it took us a little while to get a hold of a good sprayer that does the job, but we got it in the end. And in other news, we actually just upgraded our roll-on bottle. We during like 2020, it became very difficult to find packaging solutions, and so our original roll-on bottle disappeared. We couldn't get a hold of it, and so we ended up choosing another deodorant bottle for a while, and it wasn't great. And just lately, and this will be included in the order we sent to you, we have the new deodorant bottle, which is it's much like the original one that we had. It's a large roller ball. It's just a really good package. It doesn't leak. It's just, it seems to hit all the marks. We're really pleased with it. So new and improved roll-on bottle, and the spray has the special sprayer for it that doesn't clog up. And so, yeah, we're in a pretty good spot right now with the product being developed nicely. So we're happy about that for sure.
Well, and we're glad that we got the shipment here, and we're back in stock, of course, at the Power Mall with Silver Botanicals deodorant. Now, again, we have the roll-on in the 2-ounce size, the deodorant spray in the 2-ounce size, and the refill in the 4-ounce size. So, you know, if you have a couple in the house and both of you are using it, I mean, I seriously would like, if anybody out there besides me wants to do a testimonial, you still have a minute where you can get on our phone at 844-769-2944, press 1 to get in the studio and give your own testimonial about how well Silver Botanicals deodorant works for you. Because I have been using this ever since I got acquainted with it when the show started. And now you've got the new roll-on, so I'm going to have to, you know, score a bottle of that now. And folks, this stuff will last for quite a while. I mean, you don't have to refill this thing for a good long time. If you even use it heavily, you'll be refilling it about every 3 or 4 months. I'm serious. It's that good. So that's, you know, one of the things. It's one of the reasons why we have people like Ray D'Amico and Dean DeWolf on the show, because of the fact that they've been doing this. They were discovered by Joyce Riley, and she wouldn't put stuff on here that has toxic chemicals. I mean, obviously she ferreted you guys out and did the homework. So, you know, she knows you guys care about taking care of consumers' needs, and you're going to deliver nothing but healthy products. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of these things that's basically our mission. We're, you know, I don't really want to sell out and do all this stuff that ends up making just the generic, you know, products that are on the shelf everywhere and causing issues for people, and they don't even know that it could be these simple things in their bathroom, you know. And so this is a lot of it. We want to be the antithesis of that, be something that's just entirely better and elevated, you know. So that's I feel like we're fulfilling that mission pretty well. And you know, there's always room for improvement. We're always working towards that. And and we've been keeping this up for over a decade now, and I should hope, you know, we'll have a whole bunch of decades more.
Yeah, we hope so, too.
We appreciate you at the Power Mall.
Well, and we appreciate you being able to keep us in supply, and I'm glad that you've got the new roll-on. Folks, if you want to go now and order, the phone lines are open at 877-817-9829. That will get you into the Power Mall so you can order the Silver Botanicals deodorant, now back in stock. Ray D'Amico, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Dave. We really appreciate it.
All righty, sounds good. We're at the break right now. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances, substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, our time, where we are here on this Wednesday. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. Welcome back. If you want to get in a conversation, 844-769-2944. Press 1 after you hear the prompts. It'll get you into the studio and get you on the air. Hopefully you'll take advantage of the sales that we've got going on at the Power Mall because we need your support. We are taking the day off tomorrow so that, like everybody else, you can go do what you do with your family, and hopefully your family won't be acting all retardando and, well, you haven't had the jab, so you can't come around us. Hopefully you won't be faced with that. I think a lot of people have gotten over it. We have just been informed. Leonard Pelletier, who was involved in the wounded knee, he has been denied parole again. Just so you know, I just got a text in, and I just want to let our audience know what's going on. A lot of people think he's been locked up long enough. So anyway, moving along the health category, scientists have discovered a nutrient combination that could slow cognitive decline in older adults. And you know what they're saying? The specific nutrients are abundant in the Mediterranean diet. Seriously. And you wonder, I really haven't gone over to see all the people in the Mediterranean. We're talking Italy, Greece, you know, the Marseille, you know, all the people in France, Portugal, Spain, and anybody that would be in that area would be eating healthier. I think they still have the same garbage floating around in their atmosphere we do with ours. But apparently science says, you know, put your hand on your shoulder. No. It's not like that. That's Simon Says. You know, we've actually come up with some suggestions here, if you can find them, untainted, I guess, for lack of a better word, fatty acids, vaccinic acid, gondoic acid, alpha-linoleic acid, eicosapentaenoic acid, eicosanoic acid, lignocerric acid, found in foods like fatty fish and nuts. Fatty fish and nuts. Just remember that. Forget all those other acids. Yeah, I know. You want to just go drop acid, right? After hearing all that? No. Fatty fish and nuts will get you by. Carotenoids, we have that. We have a lot of our stuff have carotenoids in it. Lutein. Yep. Zeaxanthin. Fruits, nuts, vegetables, egg yolks. Remember that. Fruits, vegetables, egg yolks. Vitamin E, found in peanuts, avocado, and fish. And I really take issue with Gundry. You know, that doctor, you see Dr. Gundry has all this crap on there. He's trying to sell you this MCT garbage. Don't fall for that. This is nonsense. And he says, avocado's bad. No, it's not. Vitamin E, you find in peanuts, avocado, and fish. Now, if you have a peanut allergy, you got to ask yourself what caused that, especially in your kids. Was it the jab? Did they get a vaccine all of a sudden, a claim vaccine? All of a sudden, is your kids got peanut allergies? Huh. Choline is another one found in eggs, meat, fish, and dairy. The identified nutrients I just said are involved and found in the Mediterranean diet, previously linked to maintaining a healthy brain. Now, we're going to skip a story here and talk about what the FDA just approved. A second Alzheimer's drug. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. That can modestly slow the disease. Really? Whatever happened to Aricept? Yeah, my mom, my adopted mother was on that. All it does is slow down the progress. That's all it does. Slows it all down. They get all these drugs out there. Big Pharma. Oh, Big Pharma's at it again. And guess how much it's going to cost each patient to get on this new Eli Drilly Kisunla drug. $32,000 a year. Wow. A year's worth of therapy. $32,000. Higher than the $26,500 price tag for Leqembi, which is a Japanese drug. These are laboratory-made antibodies administered by IV that target one contributor to Alzheimer's, sticky amyloid plaque buildup in the brain. Yeah, gravy for the brain. No, not the gravy. Yeah, remember that conspiracy theory for those of you who've watched the movie with Mel Gibson? You know, gravy for the brain. Yeah, let's give you a little jab here. Wow. See, that's why at the Power Mall, we did some research. We have a category that there's a link on our email blast that also appears on the front page. It's thepowermall.com/brainhealth. We have brain health products at the Power Mall, folks, that are not going to cost you $32,000. But hey, you know who they're banging for this? Your insurance company. We already just got a report, did we not, that one out of four people are getting beat up on drug prices? We also, I mean, just imagine that. And all of a sudden you start losing your marbles? Uh-huh. And now you're supposed to back Big Pharma. You see, the average person out there that's woke, that doesn't understand what you and I know, is that these people are out making money off we the people, the taxpayer, and that Big Pharma is getting subsidized by the government. Big Pharma is putting money into the pockets of politicians to keep them getting reelected, so they keep voting in favor of Big Pharma. And you get the FDA, which is a revolving door into Big Pharma, approving every single thing under the sun, including new jabs and everything else, while banning brominated vegetable oil as a food additive in soda pop. Oh, my. Gee, they so much, $32,000 a year. Gee, I wonder how much you spend in soda pop so you can consume brominated vegetable oil, or BVO. The ban is going to take effect August 2nd. It's a vegetable oil modified with bromine, a toxic gas. Yeah, in the late 60s, the FDA said, oh, yeah, it's cool, we can do that as long as it doesn't exceed 15 parts per million in all these citrus-flavored sodas. Remember that? The ones in the late 60s. Now, if you remember the 60s, the 50s and 60s, do you remember those pop machines that you used to go to and you put your quarter in and there's all the bottles of pop that are in the machine and you had to actually slide it down a metal strip and then pull it down and pull it up into a thing that releases it that allows you to pull it up, and there's like a little metal device that keeps the bottle in there until you pay? Remember that? And they put all like grape knee-high and all this other crap in there. You remember that? Can I take you back in history? I did this when I was a kid. So I'm dating myself again, I know. Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, Sundrop. That one, made by the 7-Up and Dr. Pepper. I mean, I know some of you just can't shake that Dr. Pepper loose. You like that. Sundrop still uses the food additive BVO. It's also present in generic citrus sodas like Dollar Tree Stars and Stripes Orange Soda, Mountain Lightning and Orangette from Walmart, and Clover Valley from Dollar General. BVO is also used less commonly in sports drinks, fruit-flavored beverages, snacks, and baked goods. So the health concern, you know, all these health concerns about BVO have circulated for over 50 years. Research on it's limited. Most studies conducted on animals, do they really care what it does to humans? Could it be linked to neurological problems? There you go. That's why we're tying it in to Alzheimer's. Because a lot of this excessive accumulation can result in what is known as bromine toxicity, which damages what? The CNS. Huh? Central nervous system. Causes headaches, nausea, memory loss, and poor coordination. Gee, Joe, you must have been drinking a lot of soda pop. Yeah, they give you soda IV. Oh, maybe it's too much Dr. Pepper. No wonder he's pooping his shorts. In science and technology, at 42 minutes after the hour, Biden administration has invested $504 million in 12 tech hubs nationwide. California, New York, Massachusetts. They're looking to broaden this potential, providing smaller tech hubs across the country with more opportunities to grow. And without getting into detail about too much more of this stuff, you're wondering, what would they be doing boosting these tech hubs? I think we should have put this under surveillance state, don't you? Klaus Schwab and the Schwab kebabs. Yep, they have to force humanity into collaboration, according to Technocracy News. World Economic Forum founder and director Klaus Schwab, when are they going to get rid of that guy? Really? He was talking to the WEF's recently concluded summer meeting in China, in Dalian, China. He told the elitist participants gathered there they have to force humanity into collaboration with the unelected World Economic Forum. How are they going to do that? You know, the biggest stakeholders of all, those paying taxes to fund governments, have no seat in the table at Schwab's elitist meetings. That's by design. We are seen by these globalist predators as useless eaters, part of a herd that needs to be culled in order to preserve global resources for themselves. Speaking like a true Malthusian, Schwab said we must force humanity into collaboration with the WEF schemes to depopulate the planet under the guise of climate change. Oh, no, you trust me, it's going to get worse than that. We're talking about radiation poisoning due to nuclear fallout. We're talking about a major civil war due to cyber attack and EMP. I mean, there's any number of possibilities, and your own government warned you it's not a matter of if, it's when. We told you this time and again, we'll try to get some more EMP folks on here that can talk to you about it if you're, you know, all these people out there that don't believe something like that can happen. Under surveillance state, since we were talking about that, by the way, Americans have been warned to stop shopping on Temu. A top prosecutor in Arkansas has warned that Americans should be wary of using the Temu Marketplace app because it is effectively a data theft business. The threat from China is not new. It's real. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin told Fox Business a week after his office filed this lawsuit against the company. Temu is not an online marketplace like Amazon or Walmart. It's a data theft business that sells goods as a means to an end. They get it for you cheap, so you go shopping there. More people shop on Temu than Amazon or Walmart to collect, and they collect certain consumer data as part of the normal course of business. And then what Griffin says, hey, they want to use their malware and the spyware to get into your phone, your device, and collect your data. This is what the AG of Arkansas says. Seriously. Not just traditional computer data. They want your information. They want consumer data. They want it all. Their code's written in such a way to evade detection. So why are you using it? Oh, I know. Everybody's going, but look how cheap their stuff is. Okay. Do you remember how when you buy stuff made in China, and I know a lot of you are looking at the labels before you do that, some of you are forced to buy Chinese-made products because there isn't anything else out there other than Chinese-made products that you like. But Temu, on the other hand, no. You know, once you go online and you shop on Temu with your credit card, guess what they got? Yeah, that's the point. So maybe we shouldn't be doing that. A new report from Akamai Technologies has unveiled alarming statistics about the prevalence and impact of web scraper bots on businesses, particularly in the e-commerce sector. An astounding 42% of overall web traffic is now generated by bots, according to the cloud computing giant Akamai Technologies. 42% of web traffic generated by AI garbage. See, aren't you glad if when you're shopping at the Power Mall, you don't have to worry about that. We don't use AI at the Power Mall. So if you're going to go online and you're going to shop with us, you don't have to worry about Temu and all that other garbage. Alzheimer's researcher, I mean, this is despicable in its very nature, has been indicted for $16 million in NIH funding fraud. This is Hao-Yang Wang. Huh. Yep. 67-year-old medical professor at the City University of New York for allegedly falsifying data to fraudulently obtain $16 million in federal research funding from the National Institutes of Health for the development of a controversial Alzheimer's drug and diagnostic test. Here, stick this up your nose. We'll figure this out. Oh, yeah, right. Wang, who was a paid collaborator with the Austin, Texas-based pharmaceutical company Cassava Science, is accused of manipulating data and images to secure funding for research related to the Simufilam, yeah, Cassava's experimental Alzheimer's treatment currently in phase 3 trials. Well, now the whole thing is a lie. Who are they going to hold responsible for that? Holy fook. How's that going to work, Dr. Wang? Yeah. Wow. Amazing how that works, huh? Moving right along to gardening, farming, and homesteading. We have 10 perennial vegetables that you need to plant this summer. Plant once, pick forever. That's what they call perennial veggies, right? So here's what it is. In other words, if you do the right thing, because some of these veggies grow as annuals, that means they only grow one during one growing season. After that, you got to sow seeds next year for them to regrow. But there are perennials out there, and I'm going to give you the list of them that you need to plant that will keep growing year after year, giving you healthy and fresh food for your family. And these are kale, sorrel, artichokes, asparagus, Jerusalem artichokes, watercress, blueberries, rhubarb, horseradish, and chives. That's right. Now imagine if you can figure out a way to get them in a greenhouse so that they're not constantly inundated and blanketed with chemtrail garbage, you might even do it better. Working outside in the sun and fresh air is not even the best part of it. The beauty of it is this stuff will regrow. And if you find it in a, not just the hybrid seed, you know, because a lot of that stuff is pretty dangerous, but the heirloom seed, that's what you want to go with, because then you can keep reusing these over and over again if they're not perennials in nature. In the Second Amendment category, the Supreme Court won't hear challenges to Illinois' ban on assault weapons or other gun appeals for now. So guess what that means? That means the AR-15 rifle, which the fat pig governor says is an assault weapon, the ruling is still on the books and remains that way until the Supreme Court rules otherwise. Justice Samuel Alito, by the way, said he would have granted the petition for certiorari in the Illinois case, Harrell versus Raul. No other justices dissented. At least four of the nine justices have to vote to grant a petition for it to advance. That would be to oral arguments, right? Hadn't happened. So they're going to have to wait till October when they take up again. Now, is Jake Tapper, CNN anchor, is he actually... Have we converted him after the debate where you watched Let's Get Ready to Mumble Joe Biden? Is he converted, or is he all of a sudden reflecting on past history saying, oh my God, this could really be happening? Tapper accused the Democratic Party of engaging in Orwellian tactics to mislead Americans about President Biden's mental acuity. At the opening of his show, he called out the Democratic Party for engaging in a discernible pattern of lying to the public, arguing that party officials want Americans to not believe what you saw and what you heard with your eyes and with your ears last Thursday night. Then, after playing a clip of Biden struggling to answer a question at the debate, Tapper quoted author George Orwell from 1984 to warn his audience about the Democratic Party's tactics. Ooh. Doesn't sound like Communist News Network, does it? Democratic officials have tried to spin this in many ways, he said. But behind the scenes, make no mistake, most Democratic officials witnessed the same shocking spectacle you did, and it wasn't manipulated. That's what all your retardandos are going to say, that it was manipulated. Oh, that's manipulated. He didn't do that. Well, Tapper saw it with his own eyes, and he's warning you. Most Democratic officials witnessed the same shocking spectacle you did on last Thursday night, the difficulty that the presumptive Democrat nominee, the current president, had just articulating his basic thoughts during the 90 minutes of debate. The spinning is all very reminiscent of the George Orwell quote from the book 1984, he added. That quote, which Tapper said is relevant today, is this. Here's what he said in quoting the book. Quote, "The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command." The power of the quote cannot be understated. In the dystopian world of Orwell's 1984, the so-called party enforces its version of the truth on people. In that world, 2 + 2 = 5, war is peace and freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. These logical statements are obviously false, and yet in that world, they're true. I'm surprised Jake Tapper even went with this. Do you? Are you? Are you surprised with that? A pro-life father has avoided prison time after facing 11 years behind bars. Yep. We're talking about Paul Vaughn. Remember the ones that they came fully armed, heavy, came to his house 6 o'clock in the morning and took him? Yep. He was facing prison time 11 years for violation of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances or FACE Act. Guess what? Yep, he got leniency. 3 years of supervised release. 3 years of peeing in a cup. Yep, 3 years. Yep, doesn't have to wear an ankle bracelet, but he does have to show up And of course, you have other people, several co-defendants that are all scheduled for sentencing today. And now we move on to the last item on the agenda. Three liberal justices have recused themselves from the Supreme Court as a result of the Brunson lawsuit. Remember Brunson from Utah? Brunson versus Sotomayor? Oh, yeah. Remember he sued the judges? You're not supposed to be able to because they've got immunity. And the only reason that they would allow this to happen is if they approved the lawsuit. You can't sue the government without the government approving it, right? So understand that Kagan, Jackson, and Sotomayor all recused themselves. Now, when I first saw the story, I went, all right, what's this back channel garbage? Nope. This article was written by Matthew Vadim, who we've had on the show. He's a contributing writer for The Signal and Supreme Court reporter for the Epoch Times. We've had him on the show. This is what he's reporting. Gotta love it. Maybe there is some hope somewhere. We'll see. In the meantime, we're coming up to the break. We're done with today's show. We'll be off tomorrow. Be back on Friday. Enjoy your freedom, what's left of it. You got to do something to preserve it, folks. Do something. Move in that direction, if you would. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Have a safe and happy 4th. See you Friday.
Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.